Procedura di qualificazione 2016 per impiegati di commercio, AFC inglese. Cari candidati, la comprensione orale che segue vi permetterà di compilare i documenti che avete ricevuto. Si compone di tre parti. Ogni parte sarà diffusa due volte.
Part 1. Listen to two messages left on an answering machine. Fill in the missing information below. You will hear the recordings twice. Message 1.
Hello, this is Mr. Smith calling for Jennings Holding Company. That's JENNINGS. About the new photocopier your company rented to our offices in Perkins Square. There seems to be some paper blocking the machine, and we can't find where the problem is. It's a Sony model XPS 3000. Could you send a repairman ASAP to help us? We're in Perkins Square. That's PERKINS, number 36. Our phone number is 0721 556 0990. And our office hours are from 8:30 to 5:45 every day, non-stop. Thank you. Bye.
Message 2.
This is Debbie calling from Gyro Matrix. That's GYROMATRIX. About your inquiry into the price of tablets for your employees. The price for model number PXL2005 is £315 per unit, with a 10% discount for orders of 12 or more tablets. The price of model number BXJ1005 is £265 per unit, with the same discount conditions. Please call me back on 0771 9956 180 before 5:30 Friday the 13th of June with your decision. Thank you. Bye.
Message 1.
Hello, this is Mr. Smith calling for Jennings Holding Company. That's JENNINGS. About the new photocopier your company rented to our offices in Perkins Square. There seems to be some paper blocking the machine, and we can't find where the problem is. It's a Sony model XPS 3000. Could you send a repairman ASAP to help us? We're in Perkins Square. That's PERKINS, number 36. Our phone number is 0721 556 0990, and our office hours are from 8:30 to 5:45 every day, non-stop. Thank you. Bye.
Message 2.
This is Debbie calling from Gyro Matrix. That's GYROMATRIX. About your inquiry into the price of tablets for your employees. The price for model number PXL2005 is £315 per unit, with a 10% discount for orders of 12 or more tablets. The price of model number BXJ1005 is £265 per unit, with the same discount conditions. Please call me back on 0771 9956 180 before 5:30, Friday the 13th of June, with your decision. Thank you. Bye.
Part 2. Listen to 5 short recordings. For each question, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recordings twice. 1. Who is going to the conference?
Has anyone been chosen to go to the conference yet?
Well, William is supposed to go, but he's been having some health problems lately. We could send Tom from sales or Fred from marketing.
As the conference is on advertising strategies, Fred would be the logical choice to replace William. But Tom has more experience. Let's send Tom. Fred could be a possible alternative.
Good idea. That would allow William to recover. The less stress, the better.
2. Which graph shows what the sales reps are talking about?
Did you see these sales figures for drinks containers for these past 6 months?
Yeah, kind of scary. They were steady in January and February, rose a bit in March.
And then fell quite sharply in April.
I know. But then they levelled off, and they even went up slightly in June.
3. At what time will the colleagues meet?
We need to meet to discuss new client management software. Are you available at 3 this afternoon?
No, sorry. I've got a client coming in. How about later? Say at 4:15? Or earlier at 1:30?
I'll be out of the office in the early afternoon, so later is better for me.
OK, see you later then.
4. How much will the couple offer for the house?
Oh, honey, I really love this house. But it's over our budget.
Yeah, we really can't go over 450,000. And they want 465,000.
Yes, but it's been on the market for over 6 months. And they haven't had any offers. And it needs quite a lot of work.
Well, let's bid under our budget and see what happens. Then we could offer more if they don't accept.
5. Who is Terry going to write to?
Terry, last week we had another delivery problem with that supplier. Again. That's the 5th time in the last 6 months. It seems we can't rely on them any longer, can we? So we have decided to look for another one immediately.
That seems to be a good idea.
Actually, we don't need to inform our customers about that. But would you be kind enough to send a note round to all our departments once we have decided who to replace them with?
Yes, of course. I'll do it as soon as we know.
One. Who is going to the conference?
Has anyone been chosen to go to the conference yet?
Well, William is supposed to go, but he's been having some health problems lately. We could send Tom from sales or Fred from marketing.
As the conference is on advertising strategies, Fred would be the logical choice to replace William. But Tom has more experience. Let's send Tom. Fred could be a possible alternative.
Good idea. That would allow William to recover. The less stress, the better.
2. Which graph shows what the sales reps are talking about?
Did you see these sales figures for drinks containers for these past 6 months?
Yeah, kind of scary. They were steady in January and February, rose a bit in March.
And then fell quite sharply in April.
I know. But then they levelled off, and they even went up slightly in June.
3. At what time will the colleagues meet?
We need to meet to discuss new client management software. Are you available at 3 this afternoon?
No, sorry. I've got a client coming in.
How about later, say at 4:15? Or earlier at 1:30?
I'll be out of the office in the early afternoon, so later is better for me.
OK, see you later then.
4. How much will the couple offer for the house?
Oh, honey, I really love this house, but it's over our budget.
Yeah, we really can't go over 450,000, and they want 465,000.
Yes, but it's been on the market for over 6 months, and they haven't had any offers, and it needs quite a lot of work.
Well, let's bid under our budget and see what happens. Then we could offer more if they don't accept.
5. Who is Terry going to write to?
Terry, last week we had another delivery problem with that supplier. Again. That's the 5th time in the last 6 months. It seems we can't rely on them any longer, can we? So we have decided to look for another one immediately.
That seems to be a good idea.
Actually, we don't need to inform our customers about that. But would you be kind enough to send a note round to all our departments once we have decided who to replace them with?
Yes, of course. I'll do it as soon as we know.
Part 3. Listen to two people negotiating a sales deal. For each question, choose one answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer. You will hear the recording twice.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Jones. Did you have a good trip?
No, not really, Mrs. Barton. Your plant is really a long way from the motorway.
Oh, I hope you didn't have too much trouble finding us. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, please. No sugar, no milk, just black.
Here you are. Now, Mr. Jones, let's begin by talking about the product. If we were to order in large quantities, would you give us a quantity discount?
I'm afraid it's not company policy. You order what you need, we supply what you need. Our prices are very competitive.
How would you feel if we set up a regular ordering policy, the same amount each month, for example?
As a rule, we expect our customers to order in regular quantities anyway. It means that we can run our production line and logistics efficiently. We don't usually accept rush orders, and we never give a discount.
How about payment terms? If we pay within 30 days rather than 60, surely we could negotiate something.
If you could guarantee regular orders of large quantities and payment within 30 days, we could possibly look at a 1.5% discount. I would have to get back to my manager.
That would be greatly appreciated. There is another important factor in these negotiations, and that is delivery time. We have to be certain of receiving our goods on time so that we don't hold up production.
Delivery would not be a problem. If we receive a firm order by fax or email, we could certainly deliver within a fortnight.
2 weeks might be a problem for us. Would it be possible to deliver within 10 days after a firm order?
It might be possible, but I would have to discuss that with the production department.
I think we're getting closer to an agreement here. We will make concessions on orders and payment terms, and you will reduce the time for us and give us a small price reduction.
Well, I have to get approval from the departments involved. I can't sign anything today. The main problem here is that this is against company policy.
I understand your constraints. However, there are a few other things we should discuss. When the goods arrive, the packing is often damaged. We would like the goods covered in a protective plastic film before they are put into the boxes.
I know this is a problem, but there is no way we could do that now. We would have to invest in new machinery, and we don't have the budget for that.
If you can't improve your packing, we won't be able to avoid returning goods regularly, which costs time and money.
We would have to think about that one. We could maybe use padding in our boxes or have a word with the shipping agent.
Right then. Let's go and have lunch now and we can get back to that later this afternoon. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Jones. Did you have a good trip?
No, not really, Mrs. Barton. Your plant is really a long way from the motorway.
Oh, I hope you didn't have too much trouble finding us. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, please. No sugar, no milk, just black.
Here you are. Now, Mr. Jones, let's begin by talking about the product. If we were to order in large quantities, would you give us a quantity discount?
I'm afraid it's not company policy. You order what you need, we supply what you need. Our prices are very competitive.
How would you feel if we set up a regular ordering policy? The same amount each month, for example?
As a rule, we expect our customers to order in regular quantities anyway. It means that we can run our production line and logistics efficiently. We don't usually accept rush orders, and we never give a discount.
How about payment terms? If we pay within 30 days rather than 60, surely we could negotiate something.
If you could guarantee regular orders of large quantities and payment within 30 days, we could possibly look at a 1.5% discount. I would have to get back to my manager.
That would be greatly appreciated. There is another important factor in these negotiations, and that is delivery time. We have to be certain of receiving our goods on time so that we don't hold up production.
Delivery would not be a problem. If we receive a firm order by fax or email, we could certainly deliver within a fortnight.
2 weeks might be a problem for us. Would it be possible to deliver within 10 days after a firm order?
It might be possible, but I would have to discuss that with the production department.
I think we're getting closer to an agreement here. We will make concessions on orders and payment terms, and you will reduce the time for us and give us a small price reduction.
Well, I have to get approval from the departments involved. I can't sign anything today. The main problem here is that this is against company policy.
I understand your constraints. However, there are a few other things we should discuss. When the goods arrive, the packing is often damaged. We would like the goods covered in a protective plastic film before they are put into the boxes.
I know this is a problem, but there is no way we could do that now. We would have to invest in new machinery, and we don't have the budget for that.
If you can't improve your packing, we won't be able to avoid returning goods regularly, which costs time and money.
We would have to think about that one. We could maybe use padding in our boxes or have a word with the shipping agent.
Right then. Let's go and have lunch now and we can get back to that later this afternoon.
Fine dell'esame.